There's no pleasure. Exactly what Malachas said, why? No. The Fidus of Paim and the Sis Kapayim. Until Sadaim, but that's not the same place. Okay, anyway. All right, so two sermons, yeah, Chafifa. Really, there's two major issues. It's recording? It's on? Okay, so I'm going to fill up the notes. So, we know already the requirement of not having chatzis, as we discussed in the last couple of weeks. So, the Pasuk says in Parshas Mitzor, that's the one the Gemara quotes, Vayikra Perek Yudalad Pasuk Tes, talking about the Mitzorah. So, it says there, at the end of the Pasuk, Barachatz es Pesaro Bamayim. Okay, so he has to immerse himself completely in water. The number of psukim indicated that, for whatever the reason, this is the one that Gemara is going to quote. So, there is a Gemara in Baba Kama, of all places. In Perak Maruba, the Daf Pei Beis on Aleph. You got to go some of the sources there? So the Gemara says there, Asara Takanos Tikan Ezra. There are a number of different things which Ezra instituted in his time. One of them is Kris HaTorah and Majin Thursday, is more famous. But one of it is, Vishetehe Isha Chofefes Vitovelas. That a woman should be Chofefes before she immerses in the Mikra. What is Chofefes exactly? It means, so strictly speaking, it means like brushing or scrubbing, you know, very vigorously. Really means, as Rashi says, in Source 3, Yesha Chofeves b'masreik, like some sort of a comb or brush, b'yom tefillah. So why? Mishum chatzitza, because, you know, you don't want any chatzitza. So you brush out, you have thick hair, you brush out. So that's really what the original word chafifa means, is has to do with the hair. Okay, and then the Rashi points out, l'kam and parach hadoraisi. What do you mean, Ezra tikein? What did they do before Ezra? The din of chatzitza applies, the din of chatzitza applied before Ezra came around. That's exactly the Gemara asks in Source 4, later on the page, Pei Beis when Alvin Moore says, "Vishetehe yishachofefes tovelas." What do you mean, Doraisa? What do you mean, Ezra instituted to Doraisa? The Tanya, and it quotes this pasuk that I put in Source 1, the pasuk in Mitzorah, Perek Yedal, pasuk Des. The Tanya Barachas was from Mayim, Shelo Yei Dover Chotzes, Bein Mitzor Alamayim. Right, we know already he can't have any chatzitza. That's a chafifa, is an extent, really in a certain sense an extension of dinim chatzitza. It's a separate simon. But we know that from the Torah. And es bisaro, we had that also. Es hatofel bisaro, mine who is seir. And since the es bisaro, it's not only the flesh, not only the skin, but that which is secondary, so to speak, to the skin, the hair. Also, it's the nalara chatzitza, as we discussed at length. So what's going on here? What was Ezra misakin that we didn't know about before? So our answer is, Amri, no, daraisa iune, liune. I mean, daraisa, you have to inspect. You have to look carefully. Dilma miktar. Right, lest the hair has got tangled, you know, like Aramaic test and Hebrew shim, kesher, mikshar, it got knotted or entangled. Okay? So that to me, you have to just check. And inami or moos, I don't think technically the word is moos here, it's the form of the word, it means dirty, right? Again, moos means mishum chatzitza. Again, it's a din of chatzitza. That's what Rashi says. Bisaro b'mayim, mash meshiga bisaro l'mayim, right? The pasuk brachat says bisaro l'mayim means your body has to touch the water directly without any chatzis. And the most rashas, or the maves rashas meluchloch, dirty. Okay, so that's on Pei Beis and Aleph. So top line of Pei Beis and Aleph. And the four says, v'asa iyo tikein chafif. In other words, before the days of Ezra, it was sufficient. The women checked, right? They checked. And make sure there's no knotted hairs and dirty, and that's removed. But Ezra required something a little bit more, required chafifa, right? Not just checking for chatzitas, but this type of more vigorous chafifa. So that's the more answers. That's why it's a takana of Ezra, as Rashi says, on the top of page, the top of one base, in source 6, chafifa masrek l'archoka de milsot, further archoka, even more careful. Okay? So that's the, Sugya, in terms of the origins of Chafifa, Takonas Ezra, to go beyond the Iyun that the Torah requires. So Tosfos there, Baba Kama on Pei Beis and Aleph, says as follows. 7. V'shetehe yishe chofeves, it's Omer ben Otan, shelo tiken chafifa ela b'rosh. Okay? Chafifa is talking about on the head. Okay? I mean, the hair on the head. V'chein mashma, the cover some of the rice of Dilma Miktar. Chafifa nami lo shaka ela b'rosh. He tries to prove the term Chafifa refers to the head, as the Gemara seems to imply. We're afraid that the hairs are going to get knotted and tangled and so on, especially with women with long hair. And he brings a point that the word Chafifa is used in Chazal to refer to the head. Ketanan b'nozir, nozir chofe for faspeis, avalo sorek, av b'shar haguf shayach loshon hadocha. When you're cleaning the rest of the body, the word Chafifa is not used. The word used, the word hadocha. Water is used. Can I mean perk by so neither La Ola Milamid Adam, we saw that already, we'll see again. La Ola Milamid Adam is so basic to Isha Madicha base Kmatabamaim. And we had the base matara, the base astarim, right?
Huh?
Well, definitely just wash, you know, carefully, but washing, right? Hadoch is washing. And mashma the b'shar haguf ain't tzarach hadoch haladafka base matara, right? Only the base astarim and so on. Afagav the ikal the base matara nakador busa. Even the maim means adra means the rest of the body with base matara. No, the afagav the mismayim lo binan roy lo bias mayim binan. Okay, because why did the wash the base astarim altogether? We learned that already because it has to be, even though the water doesn't have to get there, but a color roy lo bias has to be roy to get there. And therefore, maybe means all rest of the body also. He says, no, midalo kama filo kmatea mashra dafkali, whatever lo bishar guf. Okay? And he quotes another Gemara, which is Vahu, the Dodi Chasarta, and so on. Afabish and Chova, Haiso Regi, Tosa says as follows, because there's a Gemara later, which we'll see also. The Gemara says, one of the wives of one of the Amarim didn't want to go to the mikveh. That's one argument or whatever, was they wanted to convince her, and they said, you need this, you need that, you need the other thing, okay? Which implies was, for the chafifa, you need something to sit on, and you need something to comb with, and you need hot water. Sounds like it's more than just for the head. So Tosfos says, no, that's because afa pishen chova haisu regila lirchotz kemo shanagim gam achshav lirchotz kol gufo b'mayim chanos. It's a minig to wash your whole body with hot water. But that's not the din of chafifa. So really, if you think about it, there are emerges from this Tosfos. There are really four things here, right? There's the some sort of iyun, which is midoraisa. The Gemara says that's midoraisa, right? Where is it? Dilma liyune, deraisa liyune, right? That was on source four. The Gemara says deraisa, that's deraisa, right? Just to make sure there are no chatzitzas. Then came takonis ezra, that you need chafifa, okay? And then the din of rava, that she should check the base astarim, right? Wash through the base astarim. Okay, and then the minig, that Tosu quoted, shenoagin gamash, lichos kol gufo b'mayim cham, not just the base astarim, but kol gufo. Okay, well, you see the four kind of, you know, again, the iyun that you have to just check for chatzitzas, that's the raisa. The takonis ezra, you require some sort of a more vigorous chafifa. Okay, and then there's rabba, now, so it's eight, right? That's anida samach vavam beis. We saw it already, we printed again here. But amar rabba la'olam ilavet adam besach beis hashtey isha mardicha beis kmateh b'mayim rashi beis kmateh beis hashechi beis hastorim shiloh, and so on. Okay, you have to do that. And Tosfos says dafke, That's required because you have to make sure it's roi le'bi'as mayim, and then the midra, not even midrabana, it's some sort of a minig that the women wash everything in hot water. That's what it says at the end there, right? Kamosha no'gim gamaf shalichos kos. So those are four things that are required. Okay.
Which parents are in Baba Kama? Eight parents.
Maruba, seven.
It's Maruba.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the end of Maruba. Yeah.
If you get that far.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. So the all right. So that's the sugya as we have in Baba Kama, and the four stages in terms of preparing the body for the actual tefillah. All right. So on that Gemara in Nida Samach Vav Amud Beis, we find at the beginnings of Machlokas Rishonim which part of the body requires chafifa. Okay. So again, we saw the Tosfos there Dibur Maskil Im Samach Chafifa. Okay, it's not on the part of the Gemara that we saw, but it doesn't matter. Okay, it tells in the middle of Tosfos 10, says, Shuv Pirsh Benetan, the Chafifa lo Shaicha ela Barosh. Okay? Chafifa is only on the head. Bahach the Chulun Ari Bishri quotes how it stems with the Gemara Chulun, which is what the Tosfos is asking about, not our topic now. Okay? The rest of the body is not called Chafifa. Bechain Mashma Le'el, the Kamar Yishal of Sochof ela Bechamin, the Kamar Tama de Mashur Messiah. Okay, later on the Gemara will say, we'll see it later, that you shouldn't do chafifa with cold water. Okay, you should do it with hot water. Why? The mashru mezayah basically means that stiff cold water can stiffen the hair. Okay, make it stiffer and harder to clean. So clearly, when it don't do chafifa with cold water because it stiffens the hair. So where's chafifa? In the hair, right? That's the diuk, right? Because you better use warm water, not cold water, because cold water tends to stiffen the hair a little bit. So therefore, and it's harder to more difficult to work with. So therefore, it's clearly talking about chafif in the hair. So then, he said the makom seirhu and so on. It's a place where there's hair.
What's
that? Oh, we'll get to that. But that's the time. Okay, the time is saying something with the hair on the head. Okay, and he brings other rayas and so on. One which we saw in Baba Kama. Right, it says Isha Chofez Tovelas, and the Gemara brought in the Pasuk, because what was the Pasuk? Well, the Gemara challenged Ezra's, this being the Chafifa, being a Takonis Ezra, the Pasuk that said, Barachat Es Bisaro, and the Diuk from Es Bisaro was the Rabbos Seir. Remember, that was Esa Tofel Abos, it was Rav Seir. So clearly we're talking about the Man of the Swords, we're talking about the hair. Okay? With the card, Mikdash Mamela, the Ikar Chafi Brosh. All right, and he quotes other places, same thing like we said in the Tosas Baba Kama, Kama Komos, who's called Chafifa Eitel Rosh, you find the term Chafifa by the Rosh, and so on. However, now the Tosas continues. Top of the next page. Avol, B'machzer HaRav Rabbeinu Shmarya, I want to tell me about Rashi, Mefarash B'Shem Rashi, the B'chol HaGuf Shaya Chafifa. Chafifa is not just your hair, and the hair on your hair, that's just the hair on your head. But this Rabbeinu Shmarya says the name of Rashi, B'chol HaGuf Shaya Chafifa. Okay, he brings a riot from Warren Shabbos, Harei Shehoya Shame, Kosu Al Besara. We had it once before. The guy had a tattoo or something, the name of Hashem on his skin. So Harei Zelo Yichof. So he uses the verb Chafifa in regarding to skin. It wasn't hair, right? So there's the proof, says Rabbeinu Shmarya. You see that the word Chafifa sometimes is used with regard to the rest of the body, not just the hair. And he said, on the other hand, other texts have different gears there. Leka lo yirchot, so lo yisa, can't wash, doesn't say the word chafifa. Okay. And he also brings that raya, the ish chafes v'layla, v'tovez v'layla, moved to the habit be'reish kalusa, the story about that I mentioned before, the reish kalusa, she didn't want to go into the mikveh. So he said, what's the problem? Avde chasart, there's not enough attendants to help you. Do de chasart, do this like a pot, like in Monarchy, go do the kettle, you know, a pot, to have that water. Tashtiki chasart, there's a stool, okay. Miriam, Pirish, Avdi Chasat al Havi Maim Lachim, no one can bring water warm up. Okay, and again, it seems to be talking about the whole body. Dil Chafif Sarosh, Loboy Kulahai. You don't need so much, you don't need servants to slop your water. Today we just turn on the faucet. In those days, you're going to bring water from the well, so to wash your hair is one bucket. How many servants do you need to bring your bucket? It sounds like it's more than one bucket, right? Anyway, Umil Abinish, Pirish, that sounds like a riot to Abinish Mari, the name of Rashi. The Chafifa is required in the entire body, scrubbing and washing down the entire body, not just your hair. However, when Tom answered that, no, like we saw in the other Gemara, okay, it's just they're talking about bringing other water and so on. Avdi chasar talachem mayim to heat up the water. Okay, it's only a little bit of water. You wanted to heat it up, and okay, different ways to learn that Gemara. He quotes over the side. You're going to go into the, see every raya here, but the point is there's no raya that there is chafif v'saguf. At the end, though, Tosus here also says v'chein minik kol anoshim lichotz kol aguf achshav. With all the argument, the minig is, at least it's minig. According to Rashi, it's more than a minig. According to Rashi, whatever the takan of chafifa, according to this Rashi quoted by Rabbeinu Shmarya, takan of chafifa is more than a minig. As Tosfos acknowledges, even the other side said it's still a minig. Okay? The Rosh, in the Siman Lamed Zayin, and Hilchos Negros, in Source 11, the Rosh sides with Tosfos. Okay? Chen gabi ikar takanas chafifa, the Tike and Ezra, Perek Meruba, and it says Perek Meruba that he parak with the rice the cost of the chesiv rachas with rhyme etc. So he says this whole thing lishna of the mikdar it's going to get tangled up. Look at the end of the second line. The lo shayach el abaseir abashar haguf lo boya docha klal doesn't need anything. The rest of the guf doesn't need anything. Examine, check yourself out like the rice of this, but nothing more than that. Okay. All right, that's Rosh says, same like the Tosin Baba Kama. And again, he also adds, also quotes the minig and he considers it a minig kosher. Okay, so to my focus, we've shown him which parts of the body. Okay, the Machzor Vitri. Did I record this here? The Machzor Vitri. Okay, so the Machzor Vitri, you mentioned the word Machzor here, it doesn't mean Machzor like Rosh Hashem Kippur Machzor. It means the cycle, you know, the cycle. There's all the dinim. The Machzor Vitri is also in base Medrash of Rashi. Talmidim of Rabbeinu Simchon of Vitri, Talmidim of Rashi. And a lot of halachos of Rashi are found in the Machzor Vitri. So in Siman Tov Tzadi Tes, it says, Mikol Mokom Tzorach Lismoch L'Tfila, Tzorach Samoch L'Tfila L'Laben L'Richot Tzatz V'Mechamen, she has to wash herself, clean herself in hot water, and the Lishros Saros L'Chafafon. Okay, to straighten out her hair, to do chafifa. Okay, and he seems to say, a couple lines later, he says, "V'ika l'mishma l'chafifa begufi," which is like the Rabbeinu Shmaya b'shem Rashi, right? I mean, it's not surprising, right? At the end of the third line, it says, "V'ika l'mishma l'chafifa begufi," so it's the entire goof. And again, he brings rias from different gemaras that alma chafifa begufi, and he writes, on line, let's see, the third, sixth, seventh line here on source 12. Yeh shetoim bosa chavim hu debi'in and samach lachriv is tefillah chafifas harosh kamar. Some people think it only means chafifah barosh. But it's not true. Meir Matzichon Sama did a chafifa beguf, but he thinks it's wrong, and the chafifa is the guf as well, and it's not just a roast. Again, that's a raya like...
Who wasn't supposed to add Rashi, though?
Does disagree, what do you mean?
No, but like, who was the person that was telling?
Oh, but I guess the Shita was floating around. I mean, you know, it was recorded in Tosis. But I mean, the Machzavitri is contemporary. They were contemporary, right? The Machzavitri, Talmid of Rashi, so Tosos also. It's contemporary. Okay, and he brings rise to the various places in the Gemara where Chafifa does require the goof. Same rise. All right. So anyway, it's a Machlokas Rishonim. Well, you mentioned, okay, the Binyamin 13. The Ramban in his Hilchos Nida in Perek Tes writes in Ozbeis. It's kind of a third shita. It's not the whole body, but it's not just the hair on the head either. It's any place, like pubic hair, or underarm hair. You know, any place where there's hair, okay, where it's likely to get sticky or and so on and so forth. Okay, so that's a kind of a middle shita.
Do you only have to be tangled or any, like, let's say, like...
Well, anything, any gook in it or, you know...
Any place where there's hair?
Any place where there's hair, right. That's what he said. Kol mokum seir shebegufa. I think that's what he means, right? It's not just there... But the Tosa seemed to say Sarah on the Rosh. And Rashi says in the name of the Rebbe Shmaya quotes Rashi and Machzavitri, you know, that it's just on just the whole body.
Machzavitri just quoted Rashi?
Yeah, I think. Well, he doesn't say the name of Rashi, but Machzavitri generally is a collection of the, you know, the Psukim and Talmid Rashi. There are a couple of Svarim of Rashi, which are around the so-called Siddur Rashi. There is something called the Sefer Pardes. I mentioned it last week, I think, the Sefer Pardes, or something called Pardes HaGadol. There's also Sefer HaOra from Rashi. I have it home. Someone wants a certain scholar printed, Talhaham printed, you know, the Sefer Beis Medrash Rashi. There are four volumes. Aaron Reich is his name. So it's available. I think they have the Beis Medrash. There's also a small collection of Shals of Chuvas. Four volumes of these. The Sefer HaOra, I think someone wants to say, should we call it the Sefer HaOra? It's not Ora light, but Ora from Ora teaching, you know. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. And there's a lot of overlap between that and Machzavitri, which is a separate work. Machzavitri is in two volumes. I remember a story once. I once heard from Lichtenstein's Ora. He was once discussing something with the Rav. And it's like, you know, and Rav Lichtenstein used to carry around a briefcase with lots of Svarim in it, you know. Always had Svarim with him. So the Rav quoted something from the Machzavitri, something, and Lichtenstein said, and I happen to have a copy of the Machzavitri with me, so I took it out. Yeah, okay, I guess he would have a copy of the Machzavitri. Who doesn't, right? But anyway, so but it's available. The Machzavitri, a lot of times, there's overlap, even almost word for word overlap, between these other Svarim from Rashi. You know, so I'm not saying here, I didn't look, but anyway, so that's the base manager of Rashi. Again, the Ramban here in Hilchos Nida, Perek Tes Oz Beis, has Kol Mokum Seir Shebeguf. And then Oz Gimel, again, he also quotes that same minute. Kvar Nagu Benosu Lishtov Kol Gufon Bechamin, Shechol Fefes Kli Shiala and Lechol HaGuf Yofe. Right? So he also quotes that minute. The Rashbotu, and the Bais HaKotzer, by Zion Shar Zion, also holds like the Ramban. Again, not surprising. Right? HaTovel HaTzorach Shalou Yeh Aleh Shum Dover Chotis Men Advarm Shim Makperetz Aleh Leitim. Right, just defining what's makbid. Leficha tzvicha isha la'ayin ba'atzma b'sara samach tzvila. So shalayaleh shum davar maos otamik shur makom seir shaba. Anyway, makom seir shaba. Sounds like anywhere with a seir, I think. Then Ezra b'izdino tiknu shechofefes kol makom seir shaba. So it sounds like he's saying like the Rabban, any place with his hair. Okay? And he also writes again, kvar nogu b'nosu alach of kol gufan, etc. So that's the... So we want to see a summary of the different shitas. Again, the Ran on the Rif and Shavuos Vavam and Aleph. You know, he summarized everybody the way we had, the way we said it. It's Shavuos Vavam and Aleph Dumascho Masrich. Okay, the problem is Mistabek Aser Bechotze. It's right. It's not only tangled. This addresses your issue, Benjamin. It says Mistabek because it gets stuck together. It schwitz. You know, the hairs get stuck together, right? It gets stuck together, and then it dries, so it remains stuck together. Now he says v'hach, right? So that just addresses you. It's not just tangled, but
the problem is it not?
Huh?
Yes,
we said it's a problem, but again, you know, we want to be yes, okay. But if it's so stuck together, now it doesn't really happen. But then it's also so the v'hach chafifa. Pirush Rashi zal chafifa sara klomer sar rosha isha. And then he writes to shar mekomos shibaguf beveis hashachis. He throws in. He thinks maybe. Rashi is only talking about Sharma Komas with his hair, like underarms. Okay? So that's a question. That's the way he seems to learn Rashi a little differently. We said Rashi meant the whole body, but he said no, it's really only the part of the body where there's hair, which is what the Ramban and the Rashbot said. Okay. Anyway, in terms of the summary, he says Yune, you need fifth line there. Being in a Yune b'chule gufa, the guy b'chatzitz and welcome Sarah Shaguf Shavenin Shelo Osh. He said, what's going on with Ezra? What's Ezra adding to the yune? Because the hair requires more than a yune. You know, you're looking carefully, but still, it's so shchiach that they get knotted, and therefore you have to add. I said, okay, if the need to be makel, we'll get to this later, when you do the chafiv, we'll get it momentarily. Okay, but anyway, so kula gufa boy yunus. Everyone agrees the whole body needs yunus. Okay, and then he adds what I really want to show you from the Ran, because the first part is just summarizing. She, even though it's a slightly different take on Rashi, but look six lines on the bottom there, at source 15 of that Ran. He writes again the custom that everybody quoted. Tosis quoted it, and the Ramban quoted it, and the Rashbo quoted it. That already nagu women to go in the hot water. So he writes, the Ran does, Umi Yohani Noshin Dilan Nohu, quotes it also, Lemishtav Kogufai Bishatulu Chamimi, Bishapur Dami. And the Rosh quoted it too. Now he adds, V'af Bizmana Talmud Nirashay Nohu Goskein. This is not a post Talmudic. He's saying historically, it's very early. Even though we just saw it in the Rishonim, we don't see it in the Gemara openly. And the Rishonim won't quote it, but they quoted it as if it was already been done. But the Ran is simply pointing out that this was an early minik. It was even Bizmana Talmud. Okay, and he brings the raya. That's the raya from that story with their wife of the Reish Galusa. In that story, when they wanted to bring her, she didn't need it, but she needed it for the sake of the minig. So he wants to say that it was already vaday darkon haya lishtov kol gufin mechamim. From that story, okay, because if she just needed it for the place of hair, what'd she know all that stuff? Okay. Anyway, it's possibly an old minig.
It's interesting that okay. You discovered Rashi like
that. Yeah, it doesn't really fit in Rashi because, well, let's put it this way. We don't have it clear from Rashi. We have Talmidim of Rashi saying it over, so maybe just read Rashi differently. The Reish Shmarya, again, the source that we have of Rashi is Reish Shmarya b'shem Rashi. Yeah. Rashi himself, okay, if you look back, I just want to find the Rashi, okay. It's really hard. He's talking about a Masreik, you know, looking six. Rashi Mabakamak, pay base on the base. Chafifa b'masreik, that's a comb. That's really more shy. It is more shy to hair. Right. It doesn't mean that, again, according to Reish Shmarya, that's not all Chafifa is, but it's an example. But maybe that's how the Ran read it. It's a good argument, saying, but maybe that's how the Ran read it. Again, I'm not convinced necessarily the Ran saw that of Reish Shmarya, although, I mean, it's in Tosus. So, I don't know. We read Rashi differently. Anyway, the... I just threw in at 16. The Meiri also says Chafifa. He says it's... Inyan chafifa zuhu shuth is on neither sam of avam beis. And that came on neither sam of avam beis. The Miri writes, Inyan chafifa zuhu shtei rochetes rosha mokom seir shabo. Okay, enough said. The Rambam, in Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis, Alochet Tezayim, he writes plainly that Takonas Ezra, he, shetia isha chofefes es seora. The Takonas Ezra was Chafifa's Dafka by Seir. Now, he doesn't say only Seir on the Rosh or Seir on other parts of the body, but he's definitely saying it's not on the rest of the body. Right? He's defining Chafifa, the Rambam, Perek Beis, Hilchos Mikvos, Halacha Tesayin, the Rambam is defining Chafifa as hair. Okay, what it means, the whole body or not, I don't know. But, all right, now in terms of this other practice, as we said, very possible, it looks, I would say so. Okay. Now, in the Chedusha Ramban, there in Nidus HaFavim Beis, we read before with some of the Hilchos Nidus Ramban, but in the Chedusha Ramban, Chafifa, Umiyo min haga denaga nashi lishtof, our meaning that the women use gufa b'chamim, hot water, b'shas Chafifa, is mishum mikomos oseh shabaguf. Why warm water? It's because of the hair, because when it's cold, it's like we said before, it stiffens it. And he brings it right again from that story. The shtifas kol guf abdo, right? That's the minig v'chein hechmiru b'nosol atzmon v'hamaver minig zeh yimtach al amo. You know, it should be stood up, harmed publicly, so to speak. It's an exaggeration, but again, he said that is the minig, and nobody should break the minig in plain English. Okay, there's a minig that they should wash, and anyone who breaks that minig is not right. Okay, and the Mordechai, well, Ashkenazim also quotes in Remez Tavshim, Mem Chester, and Shavuos, in his Hilchos Mikros, Bikol Mokom Nochoch Lahachmir La'asos Chafifa Bechol Aguf, Belisok Esar Liyuna Dilma Niskashu Asaris, and so on. That's, he quotes in that minig as well. And so, we finally come now to the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Simakuf Tzadi Tes, Sif Aleph, Tzricha Lahadiach Beis HaShechu Beis HaStorim Shalom B'mayim. Okay? He says, Zohar of those, he tries to be choshesh really for everything, right? You should wash carefully the Beis HaShechi and Beis HaStorim Shalom B'mayim. Okay? Now, parenthesis says, V'lo B'shar Mash, we'll come back to that. Okay? The listrok say a rosha yofa masrik so tenasar of sa nibaka zubazu. And to comb your hair thoroughly so nothing is stuck together and it's not knotted and so on. That's the takana. It says, Vechain, Suicha ishala ayin ba'at, Vesorbo dekas kol gufa, some of the losa, Shalayala shum dover meal shechotzits. Right? And she answers the checkers. That's the raisa. The tochuf kol haguf. Again, they quoted that's the minute. Talk of kol aguf, etisha ma'im chayim, b'shas chafifas gufo, the sarah. So the mice, you have to bathe and wash everything. The shach, it's called an aleph in 21. He quotes the Rambam, right, that we mentioned before. And he quotes the Rashbo and the Torah, so the mice, the culture is agreeing. So like you said, it's probably agreeing to Ramban, that hair means hair, whatever it is on the body. Okay? The hainu kol makum sarah. So he's learning that's what the Rambam holds. Like the Shach is definitely learned that's the Ram holds, and that's the Mechaber holds. Kiyon Sar, Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, right? Underarm hair, pubic hair, etc. And Lo Sar Rosh HaBulvan. And therefore, Chichofefes, when she does Chichofefes, Tzorach Halach of Kol Sar Gova, Bein Derosh, Bein Shechen, Bein Beis HaTurfa, and so Mechain Mash Meran, Shar Poskim, okay? And so on. All right? It also, if gotten Beis, the Shach adds, Haskomas HaPoskim, the Takonis Ezra Enel Chafif was Seir. Ella Shenogul Hakmulachov was Shad of Kolaguf. Okay? So, that, so, like we said, that's the meaning, that's what's accepted. Now, as far as this business.
Is that like in that you only need to brush your hair?
Yeah, you're not going to brush the body, but. Yeah, yes. Now, as far as washing, so.
What is the fast fashion? It's like.
I think it's to like separate, so to. Yeah. It says in the Ramor there, by quoting the Ma'arik, he says, "Lo b'shar mashkin, not other liquids." Look at the Taz writes the cotton bays, okay. The chashenisha lachluso b'soch hakamat nishar sham kesem amashkin. If you use other type of mashkin, which have colors and so on, so when she's washing out her beis hastarim, some of the color can remain there. Okay, most assume shampoo is not a problem. Shampoo is not a problem. Our shampoo is okay. But
the shampoos, huh? Are like certain shampoos that are like lighter?
Color?
I think you're like creamy shampoo, isn't yeah. It? That's just like a lighter.
Yeah, shampoo. those might be, right. The creamy shampoo, because it'll stick to you.
Yeah, a lot of the shampoos.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah.
Which ones that like are
the fancy ones. Yeah. Fruit flavor.
Is it better to say posh shampoo? That's
yeah, yeah, simple shampoo. I think that's, yeah. I think in the mikvahs they have very simple shampoo, but you're right. I guess nowadays these fancy shampoos will leave a problem. That's interesting. The Pesach Tshuva writes.
What's considered a simple shampoo?
Well, again, you know, it's just basically soap and water, really. I understand shampoo as opposed to ones that have all kinds of stuff in it that can stick to the body. I think it's supposed to in some way, the smell or whatever it is. That could be a problem. I'm not sure that's even a problem either. And that doesn't seem to be what the Taz is telling me. It's almost going to leave a mark or leave a stain there.
Yeah.
You know, so I think Lamaisa. But I think people are not, you know, try to use the bear, you know, the bear shampoo, not the. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva, and maybe that's in Machlokas, Pesachei Tshuva, it's called an olive, quotes on Hun Daniel. He said that since the way the Taz said it was, you know, because you're going to leave a stain, so it sounds like that's only a problem in the Beis HaStorim, you know, where the water doesn't go. But near Shabasharguf, Shain Sham come out, there's no folds there, so then mutter, even with sharmashkin, then shampoo would be okay also. All right? Now, in Sukkot and Beis, he discussed, he brings a tshuva from the Shos Yaakov, the Beuda, okay, that what if the woman is not sure if she checked her hair properly? All right? So he said, that's a suffix d'oraisa, because remember, the iune is a din d'oraisa. So she's not sure if she checked it out, then that's a suffix d'oraisa, tzvicha tefillah mechadash. Okay? And v'afim borlo she'ina rak she'mesupekes im sarko, then it's only sefek d'rabbanan. Right? In other words, if she's not sure if she combed it out, she's sure she checked, but she's not sure if she combed it out, so that's a sefek d'rabbanan. That's why I presented it to you before, right? Remember, the deraisa is yune. But sefek d'rabbanan, he says, mikol mokon tzicha tefillah acheres, kevan ikra cheres kesiser. He wants to say that even when it's only sefek d'rabbanan, you need a redo or a do over on the tefillah, because you know it's a sefek d'rabbanan, but she's a cheres kesiser. Okay? But he says not everyone agrees with that. He quotes in the Chus HaKes, not everyone agrees that when the Rabbanan you need a second tefillah.
That
one is Kohli? Huh? Kohli, yeah. That's the Takana, well, Takana Sezer. That's the Takana Sezer. The Rice is Eon, so she's the super about that, that's the second Rice. She's not sure that she combed it out. She's the Chafifa, that's the second Rabbanan. But he said there's room to be
mapped. Not her hair, the rest of the body. Even her hair.
Even hair. So, you know, checking is the Rice. Remember, the Chafifa is Takana Sezer. Not sure.
So that's Rabbanan.
Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah.
So you make it when she forgot to comb it out.
See, he thinks you could. Some are making. Says some are not. Some are not. Some say not. But, said, even though it's Rabban, Ikra Cheskesiser.
Is Takanas Ezra
Min Rabban? Yeah, Takanas Ezra Min
Rabban.
Is
it higher level than
Rabban?
Like, is different than the
Nagu, the Hakir, Lishon? Yeah, it's different than Nagu, yeah. Nagu for sure. Nagu's not even Rabban.
So then if you forgot, you did that, then it's fine.
Then I would say for sure, yeah. Nagu was higher. You know, Rabban spoke strongly, don't break them anyway, but let's say the Evid maybe wouldn't require. Yeah.
But you say for sure that if you forgot the check, you have to.
That's the Raisa. Yeah. So as far as things from. Huh?
How do you hold about that? Do you say should you do it again?
I think I'm after that she should do it again, if she didn't go home, if she's still there. Yeah.
So say it, yeah.
But again, it very rarely comes up because the mikvah lady makes sure it goes over with her. You know?
Yeah, but she didn't think she should brush her hair.
Yeah. No, it's possible.
The mikvah lady usually goes after her, do you brush her hair?
Yeah, they go over it.
So is that what circle means? Is that what you're saying, circle here?
That's a mistake. It's an error. I mean, some sort of error.
Mm-hmm.
Like Srach Bito. Yeah, Srach Bito. Same word. Okay. Now, then there's a further question. Let's say she was Ma'ayin. Do you need a Chafifa B'chol Gufa after that? If she was Ma'ayin? That was in the rest of the body. So that's what the Taz does in Zukot and Dalet, the Toch of Chol Gufa. Milshono Masha the Be'inin Tchila Iyun of Dika B'chol Gufa, V'achakach Taz the Chafifa B'chol Gufa. You need two steps. You need Iyun and Chafifa. The Taz says, Ulu Tamur. Amailo Sagi B'chafifa, it's called a Gufa L'chud, let the Chafifa cover both. When she does the chafifa, she's also looking at it. She's not doing it blindly, right? So that should count. The harayas b'dekas gamkein. Then the chabedika d'omizu adraba. Chafifas are better b'dekas. She's washing it down. She's scrubbing it down. Why doesn't that? The sounds from the Taz says. The sounds from the Shulchan Aruch rather. Is you need to do both. Okay. Look at the words in Shulchan Aruch again in Sifalof here, back on source 20. V'chein tzricho isha le'ayin be'atzma u'b'saru bodekes kol gufa samotzut. Good. Shalo yele shum dabar mil shechotit. Good. Then v'tachov kol gufa. Sounds like there's two stages. That's not understand. But why does the chafiva double up? Chafiva is more than Iyun, right? The rice of Iyun's good enough. The chafiva yesh b'chal masayim mona, right? I mean, that's what the Taz is bothered by. Okay? And l'chudik lo mizu. Okay, the alpha she ain't a raw of machm shechofefa is. It's true she can't see it. There's certain places where she's brushing, you can't see at the back of your head. Okay, but none of you know dim kain dim lokan hech tasne barosh or makom she yevshar oli rose. Okay, and he says the raya that's a raya. He says that chafifa includes the bedikah. How do you do bedikah on the back of your head? How do you do iyun? He said never said anyway. You could answer okay. Let the mikvah lady check it out, which they do. You know, but. He said, never says that, says the Taz, right? He says, right, what do you do with Makoma Shevshar Liros to Holo Tzvicha Vizesh Shatar Lachaverto? Right? No, we never said the woman should be. Lamai said the Mikulay does look at it. But never said that. It only said that a woman has to be. We only said, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch in the last Simon, we only saw that the woman has to be there when, the other lady has to be there when she immerses to make sure that her hair goes all the other, right? Never said that had to be there also for the Iyun. I mean, Lamaisa, as I say, the mikvah is, he checks her hair, he checks her fingernails. It's true, they have another set of eyes. But Lamaisa, it doesn't say it anywhere. So therefore, the davar poshut, the mishmar shaper avayim, that's considered even dvar Torah. That movement and checking the right and it's certainly okay. That's
so he's saying that it is true. Itself would be enough.
That's what he says. That's what Taz says. Not correct. Either he's saying that not shochar meant or he disagrees with shochar. He's saying shochar makes it sound like it's two stages, but the Taz is not. Taz says no. The chafifa counts. Okay. And we're not going to do more than the chafifa. Right, he said, "Look at the end." He writes, "To dober pasha to shem he miayenes ubodekes atz v'shas chafifa dai bekach ve'ain tzricha b'dika miyuchedes dafka a separate act of b'dika. It's with the chafifa." Right. However, interestingly enough, the Sidur Tara disagrees. Sivkot and Hay, Sidur Tara, Sivkot and Hay. Here, 25. Okay, quotes the Taz. The Taz Sivkot and Al Tama on Chaber Mashenim Edvar Bin Tchilim B'dika v'chaka chafifa the Tarti Lamali. Okay. And he wants to kvetch that that's what he meant, one's a deraisa. But he says, Elanira, no, Kmosh, the Tarti being a chafifa v'iyun. V'chein mashma zhar, but Shmaya b'shem Rashi, we had Shmaya, whatever it is, right, that the whole body requires chafifa. So he says, not that at the end he said not that he fully disagrees with the Taz, the chafifa can count as the eon also, but you have to do the eon. You know, he was saying, in other words, he says, "Enochanami miu imhi ma'ina ubodekes gufa b'shas chafifa." If at the time it's not just blind scrubbing, but she's actually paying attention, so then shaper then it counts. Even the mechaber agreed to that. What the point of the mechaber is lashmina de bechafifa lechud alo sagi automatically. And it's not automatically good. Ela tzorch nami yuna b'dika ima chafif. And she wants to do it at the same time. It's not a time difference. You just have to accomplish both things. You have to, huh?
Same thing as
that,
no?
The Taz was saying that the it comes out, but the Sidur Tara is taking it. He's saying it's not automatic. The Taz seems to say it's automatic. You do chafif for that, by definition, includes him. And he's saying, no, you gotta care. It's that chafif alone is not. Taz concluded that chafif alone is enough. Right, he's saying you have to be conscious of that.
Yeah, Taz.
No, what are you reading?
Taz, the
right. So I'm agreeing, but he's saying that. Oh, where are those words? What is it again?
The end of Taz.
I'm saying. Yeah, but. You're minimizing machlokes, yeah. And the Sidur Tara ends also. Tirtzi chol lasu inu avdik b'shas chafifa. I still think he's not accepting the Taz fully. The Taz is saying more it's automatic.
Why is
the Sidur Tara meant Taz? He wrote him, yeah. I hear you. That's not how he wrote it, though. But chafifa alone is not enough. I hear you. You can minimize machlokes. Okay.
Right. He
didn't
read the Taz
like that.
Yeah, he didn't read the Taz. Yeah. He read the Taz to say that
you
only want them. Yeah. Gufa, Shas Chafifa, Shaber Dami.
Alright. You could read the Taz, though. I'm telling you, read it. Okay. Next issue. Okay with me?
Mm-hmm.
Good. My turn. So, as we already alluded to, the Gemara there, and neither Samach Vav Amud Beit, that's all these Gemaras are, 26. V'omar amei mar mishmei de'ova. Isha lo soch v'ela b'chamin, ava lo b'tzonein. Okay, right? We should do the chafifa only in the hot water, and not cold water. V'afila b'chamei chamo. Chamei chamo is water which was heated by the sun. Okay, which is not quite as hot. Okay? Tzonein, my time alo, what's the reason cold water is no good? Mishum dekriri, because it's cold. Mashru, masharo, mazai. It stiffens the hair. Okay? Rashi says, "Afilu chamei chamo, dai lo bechamin shukma b'shemesh," which is not as hot. The sun's further away, so it's not going to be as hot as water that's, warm by fire right there. Okay, I don't know if it's called lukewarm or called mild portion, but it means it was warm, but it's not, not piping hot. Right? It doesn't be. It's fine. Mashum mazayim makshin es hasaros ein lechlun over. It stiffens the hair, and it's tougher to get the dirt out. Okay, the rush. here in the Simcha Abdalad, Hilchos Mikvos, Amar Ravi quotes the Gemara, and so on. And then he says, "Bepirish Rabbeinu Hananel, Goris Isha Lo Tochu BeKariri VaFilu BeChamechama." In other words, basically, you look back at 26. The statement "Vafilu BeChamechama." What's it going on? Is it going on Lo Tochov BeChamin and Afilu BeChamechama is good enough? Ava Lo BeTzonein and not Tzonein and not Chamechama either. In other words, when the Gemara says in the top of the page of 26, when the Gemara says that the Afilu BeChamechama, what's that modifying? Afilu BeChamechama what? Okay, Afilu BeChamechama is good. That's how Rashi reads it, right? That's how Rashi reads it. Dailo b'chamin shiruch b'mishemesh, right? Water was heated up by the sun, and the chamin is good enough. But the Rashi calls Rabbeinu Hananel, but not that way. He says, Rashi Hananel, goris isha lo tov b'kriya, filo b'chamin chamin pirish, asur lachov. So he requires hotter water. Most of Rishonim learn like Rashi. You hear my chokas? Most of Rishonim learn like Rashi. Rashi bo and the bayis ha'orof, bayis ha'ishar. It's like, chiv chafifa zu shamarnu b'chamin, and he says, "Afilu b'chamechaim," and he links it. Doesn't even quote. Look the way the Rosh quote, the Rosh Bora quotes the Gemara. But Amar Rabba, the Amar Amemar, Mishnei the Rabba, Isha lo sochov el b'chamin v'afilu b'chamechaim. He links it to chamin. Right? We're not below of a phrase. We'll have a little bit sort of in between. Perish chamin sh'amru afilu chamechaim. The hot means even sun hot. So that's how he learns it. Okay. My time a chamin may mashu mizai kriyu mizamchi. Okay. Mazak Chomer Vavichatzitza. Light of Chamim, Mash Mazak Kriv Misabch. Okay, and the Meiri also writes Inyan Chafifa, the Loba Ma'im Tzonim Meishen Gamkem Misabchos. It tangles the hair or something. Ela Bechamin Shem Matiras also. Warm water kind of flushes them out a little bit. Bechol Shein Chamin Ein Tzorak Lechamin or Elap Bechamin Chamin. Fine. Rambam Paskins, Parak Beis Alach Yurches, Hilchos Mikvos 31. All right. Ela bechamin, afilu bechamechama, mnei shachamin mashirin es asher misalzman so, aval atzonin mekalkun mekabtin es asher miskasher. Okay? I mean, you know, Rashi, what's the concern with the cold water? It stiffens the hair, so what? So you look back in Rashi in 27, on Samavav and Beis Anida, there was some Ashram Isaiah, makshin es asher es v'ein lichluch over. You can't get the dirt out so quickly. Okay, can't get the dirt out so quickly. One second. But you can't get the dirt out, yeah. And the Rambam mentioned the concern is that the cold water is metalkalil mekabsin as a serum miskasher. It makes it get knotted up. Okay, it makes it get knotted up. So,
this is a flood of what the core does then?
Yeah. Or what the concern is. So, the possible nafkamina, what if she did the chafifa in hot water, and then she wants to cool herself down with cold water? Okay? So, according to Rashi, there's no problem because the dirt's already out. Right? So, what if the water gets stiff? You got the dirt out before. According to Rambam, the cold water makes it tangle, there will be a problem. You follow?
Well, if it actually makes it harms the hair, then you can't get the
good hair. It's
hardened.
Gets stuck in. Yeah, it's hard. The hair's again. We don't have that kind of hair, but it grows up long hair. And when it's stiff, it's tough to get stuff out. That's
cool. There may two points. Number one, it's mashmas aris, and that means like gets stuck together.
That's Rashi says.
And also, maybe same like the Rambam too.
Rashi.
I
read it as one thing. You want to argue that no, I can't prove to Macho. I thought that Macho would be. I hear you. I thought Rashi was saying the main issue is Ein Lichluch over.
Okay.
And Rambam says it's Miskasher. So I'm saying, so what if she already rinsed it out with hot water, with warm water, and now it's already gone? Now she wants to put some cold water to cool off. Rambam doesn't seem allowed because the cold water can cause it to not. And if Shulchan Aruch Paskin Sif Beis. Chafifa shemakum sear lo tia b'mayim karim lefisha mesabchen es sear, more like the Rambam. Elo b'mayim chamin umi afilu b'chamin chamin sagi. So it's not like a Berachano. The chamin chamin is no good, but rather it is good.
So So okay. Does that mean
that's like Rosh?
What does Sap mean? Like tangle?
Yeah, Misubach. Yeah. More like the Rambam. Okay. Yeah. All right. The Tzidre Tara adds the Kotan Zion. Ralphagav the Chafifa Sasayar, Lo Osumayim Karim El Mishum Mishim Isabkan Asayar. And that's not a problem, Chafifa, the rest of the body. So, Lachor, the rest of the body, you could use cold water. Or those who require Chafifa, or the Minig, that requires Chafifa, right, for the whole body. Either those who require it more meeker than the way somewhere in Rashi, that was Tachon says, or even according to those who not learned, that wasn't part of Chafifa, but it's already the Nagu Benos Yisrael. So the Chorus says, if you tire the rest of the body, the water should be okay. If the whole concern is going to get knotted or stiff, either way, either according to Rashi or according to the Rambam, even assuming it's Machalk, what I said, nonetheless, it shouldn't apply to the rest of the body. Okay?
Any place it doesn't have air?
Right, for sure, any place it doesn't have air. So, Mikol Mokom Ein Lechalek. Ein Lechalek, and everything should be with warm water. And that's the minute. Okay?
So you mean like the rest of the part of the body with hair? Or?
Even without. If it doesn't have air, for sure you'd say it's okay, because the whole concern is knotted air or dirt, whatever, whichever we learn, like Rashi or like the Rambam, but it wouldn't apply. That's what he's saying. But nonetheless, kind of a low plug. Okay?
Where can we make, let's say someone gets someone, they have no hot water, like the hot water is broken. Huh.
So I would say as long as you got out. Early, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. It's okay.
Yes, yeah, it's over here.
I'm
sorry.
I wouldn't be able to get here.
All right. So you have the sheets? I'm still in the middle.
Anyways.
Huh? Last I have a family thing to do.
Oh, that's okay. Really
sorry.
Share
with us. So, anyway, okay. So that, you're asking what if they have no choice? Would we make a. I guess it should be warmed a little bit, not ice cold. You know, I guess it's warm a little bit. All right, next case, up to 34. So, Amar Rava. Still the same sugya nida. This is on the bottom of Samach Vav Mad Aleph, going over to Samach Vav Mad Bet. Very well, it's drunk. Okay. Amar Rava, right bottom of Samach Vav Mad Aleph. Isha lo sochof, when you're doing the chafifa, the scrubbing, lo beneser, lo bechol. Okay, these are different types of cleansing agents, types of soaps or detergents of some sort, okay? B'nesa mishum de mekatef, okay? And b'chol mishum de masrich, that's the word masrich. Again, different types of soaps or not the ones we use today, but have different effects on the body, you know? So, notice Rashi says, by the way, again, lo sochof sara. See that? There Rashi says the hair. That's interesting enough, you know, because I don't know if that was the mucker for who'd you say the Ran? Right? Maybe the Ran learned Rashi. That's another Rashi, and maybe Sarah. Now lav dafke raya, because maybe he's just talking about this particular din with using these types of shampoos and hair cleansers, you know. But lav dafke doesn't. He holds a chafifa, but maybe the Ran is with that. I don't know. Okay, but anyway, lo soch of Sarah, lo bechol. The different gears here. Okay. Again, it also causes some sort of mekatef or nosek sar. It's knotting. It's a form of tangling. And the other one is sarach is madbik haseir b'chotzitz. It sticks them. They get stuck together. So you're not supposed to use these types of detergents. Now, apparently, there was a practice in the days of Rishonim. Yet the woman did use certain types of shampoos, and they brought that to the Rishonim. So the Rivosh has a tshuva, 36. It goes back to what we were saying, different types. You know, again, I think the assumption is that our types of shampoos are not a problem, even though you said maybe these fancy ones are stickier, cream type shampoos. I don't know. The Rivosh writes in the tshuva in Simon Lamed Hey, 36. Ani yadati ki kol hanoshim min Mallorca, it's Majorca in Spain, right, somewhere, right? Nagu lochof roshan b'neser shakorin klida. So they would use some sort of a detergent called Kalida Vizel Osir. You think it's Osir? I think that's wrong. Because it says in the Gemara, Ishal Sachar, Oshal, but I saw it by Ohel. That's another, we don't have that here. וכן הוא מסייב את הרס הבית, וכן לכל המחב בזל. וכן נוגו בארצנת שלו לך ופרושה, אלא במים חמין לבד. They use warm water alone, period. וכאשר הוא גד לי מן הגנושם הלאה, אמרתי לחזן, למה לאישו שתעזיה מזה. I told the guy in charge, you know, to tell his wife, and they tell him they can't do it. Okay? Tell him about Sneha, say it nicely. Hanoshma bo'ez lipo, but v'hadova kosher b'nehem. The women found it uncomfortable. They didn't like it. And some have v'ktas mikrovos v'viduran. That's the Rashbates, Rashbats, you know, the Sfardi, Shimon ben Semach, Duran. Okay? As a poet, maybe I told you, there's Ashkenazi Tashbates, there's a Talmud on Rutenberg, it's a Shimon ben Tzadok, this is a Shimon ben Tzemach of Duran. They asked him, and he says, it's not a problem, and you shouldn't do without this Klida. So now it's a question of which, what Klida is. Is that the Nesed the Gemara is talking about? Is that not the Nesed? And he quotes, you know, the Pasuk, Techabsi ben Neser, you won't get rid of your Averis, even if you cleanse it out with Neser, and he translates it as, Bisrach, whatever. Okay, anyway, so that's a question of what that is. But what if...
So you shouldn't do just hot water?
Well, he prefers just hot water to be vash. But nevertheless, there were women who didn't do that. And, you know, he's not happy about it, but he quotes those who said the dafka they use was okay. But there are other types of detergent shampoos that are not good. So the Marik, which we saw already, and I've never seen this done, but he says, Isha Asher Shalta B'Isha Shehuzar M'Pi Rofim Shalo Tachov Rosh Mayim Hayim Echol Lachov B'Yayim with wine. Now, I don't know, I never saw wine used as a shampoo, but they do use beer. Okay, huh?
Yeah,
beer is, I mean, I discovered this many years ago when I was, whatever, I was a kid, and I went to the shower once in my house, and there was a can of beer in the shower. My sister, who was a bunch of years younger than me, was shouting, what's it? My sister was a beer drinker. You know, like a can of Budweiser in the shower. And I asked her, what's this? Oh, yeah, I use it for my hair. It's supposed to give it body. I know, but look, I don't have so much hair to begin with, so I don't know. But apparently beer is used, the ingredients of beer. It was Mivari afterwards, it's true. Okay, but anyway, he's still in America, so Yayin. Okay, because does that also stiffen you know, not up the hair and so on. So he says, first of all, well, the reason why this mark is important, I don't think too many people are using wine, but it goes back to our issue about shampoo. He says, in answering this Shaila in 37, he says, hadas pen it's okay. So this answers your question, Abedam. And he says, Lemaisa, if you used cold water, okay, or even some of these other detergents, and you saw that it didn't, well, it's not automatic. It's not automatic that, oh, so as soon as you touch cold water, your hair stiffens up. It's just a chashash. Or these soaps or these shampoos, these detergents, you know, not up the hair, they don't necessarily, they can. So the chazal said, the rafka the milsa, stay away from it, right? So certainly, if you're not having hot water, it's cold. But the evidence, certainly it's okay. And the rafka the milsa, right? Because again, let's remember, midoraisa sagibi unabi alma. The whole, we were saying before, like the whole chafifa is takonas ezra. Okay, the whole chafifa is takonas ezra. Doraisa, you need to look and see that those chatzitzas. All right, that's good enough. Come along, guys. You got to do more. You got to come. But it's a takonas ezra. And then we said the next level was minig, that women do everything in hot water. That's all the Rishon quote that minig. You can catch up, you'll see. But the Marik is reminding us that midaraisa is sagibi unabi alma. You know, just checking is good enough. Okay? And therefore, it's a vada near the loma kenel ravka the milsa. All right. As a matter of fact, he said you want to do it like this woman who somehow couldn't get cold water into her hair, any kind of water in her hair, but she could put wine in her hair. Again, I don't know the mitzvahs, but that's what the doctor thought. So the marik is a very simple thing: do a test before you go to the mikveh. Test it out. Does this happen to your hair? Okay. If it doesn't, so gesundheit. That's basically what he says. And she should also ask the doctor: does other liquids have the same? As she said, yeah, tisha lerofim. We rely on the rofim lalach and so on. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and this is still in Sif Beis. I forgot to label it, but it's a continuation still of Sif Beis. Okay, in our Sifan Kutzari Tez. V'lo tachov b'nesar nikra ba'aravit tafal. You shouldn't use this type of alaz grida. That's the rivash. It means this, it means that. Whatever detergent was. L'fisha mechate chaser. Okay, it pulls hair out. There's probably some truth. They do tell you certain shampoos are not good. They pull your hair out. Well, they can't put hair on, you know, because the chemicals or whatever. Anyway, or misabek haser, and the bechozer there are more ads. Hago bechozer chatchila. The mechaber says bechata haser bechozer misabek below below if she misabek haser below bechol dvar misabek haser. Nothing, not there. But there are more rights. Hago bechozer chatchila. Aber in chafuf or benesuk yotzi, but berosa ba'atzma she'ain tzoshal aksur misvachin. If she used some of the stuff or cold water, whatever, she saw that her hair is taka not. Sticky and not knotted, not coming out, and so on. So, sorry, that's the marik. And the same thing, the isha shetzivos harof lotoch of rosh ma'im rak b'yayin yesh lishol harof miyayin misabach haseres omer shen misabach yesh lishol harof. And the eman harof b'kiyim b'dover, they don't know yesh lishol anaso. So that's what's chila to test it out. When she's not going to the mikvah, test it out next week and then find out imayayin and misabach hasaro. So that's the din over there. Okay, the shach is not as lenient, in a sense, in Sukkot and Dalet, the Shach says, no, he said, you can't, just because it didn't do it this time, you check your hair this time. If it didn't do it, okay, so now you can go to the mikveh. Right? Pirish, shori b'pam hazeh, shori b'pam hazeh, came in the car, ostav, ain't tzorach lach v'lochav, avu shetismoch hazeh, lochav shuv b'nes v'olamayim karim, lo. He said, no, it can't now say, oh, it didn't happen this time, it's automatically good every time. No, it's a, that actually thinks the Marik is saying that. Okay, we have to follow what Chazal say, and therefore not do it. So it's not automatic. The Shach says that now it's good. Maybe it means each time you should check, right? But it doesn't automatically say it's good. But at the end, he does quote some who say that that's in the Gemara Gimel. Sukkot and Dalet, Yeshu Naso Sholosh Pamin, test three times. Teres Zekena Levush writes two or three times, okay, and he says, and you can't just do a test. Why? Look what he says: the Ain Teva Asara should call Adam Shama. Not everybody. It worked for this woman, may not work for that woman. Everybody's hair. People react differently. Different, different things. Okay, that's what we need to see from there.
Does this relate to Herod Chazal and science?
Well, a little bit, in the sense that you want to look back at
they say it tangles and it does tangle.
Right. Look at the lines. Look at the line.
Yeah,
that's who ties in. I didn't want to go into that. Go back in the Marik at 37. No, again, it's a big question. What we line? Look at 37. Marik ends by saying the part that ends the whole truth. The part that I quoted here, I put it on purpose. Ubekol mokom motzinu shesamchu chacham al diberofim. We do find a lot of them. We know Yom Kippur, yes, the doctors, right? That's a whole issue. I mean, that's a whole issue now, a contemporary vaccination issue, right? I mean, the rely on the doctor. I don't want to go to that now, but that's an issue. I think you do rely. Okay. The last issue, which I want to start today, but let's go through, is really the next important sugya, the next important issue, chafiva. So one thing was the whole body and what temperature, water, and so on. And the meaning, as we saw, is you do the whole body. The next thing the Shulchan Aruch deals with is based on a piece of Gemara that starts on Samach Zayin Amud Beis and goes over to Samach Ches Amud Aleph. I'm going to read it with you. Source 40. Okay, and then different sheets in the Rishonim which will line up, and then we'll finish with that today. Okay, we'll take a few extra minutes if we have. You're not rushing anyway. I have till 12. Good. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says as follows in Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Amar of Hunam. When does the Chafifa have to take place vis-a-vis the Tefillah? That's the issue now. Okay, when does the chafifa happen in terms of juxtaposition or non-juxtaposition to the tefillah? Okay, so the Gemara says in Samazan Beis, Amar Huna Isha Chofefes Be'echad B'Shabbes V'Tovelas B'Shishim B'Shabbes. It is permissible for a woman to do the chafifa on Sunday and a tefillah on Shlishi B'Shabbes Tuesday, which means Monday night, right? It means Monday night. You can do the chafifa today, okay, and the tefillah tomorrow night, or tomorrow and a tefillah on Tuesday night, etc., right? Yom Shishi means the night before, right? How do we know if that's true? Rav Huna. So, Shekain, Isha Chofefes Berav Shabbos, V'Tovelas Motzoi Shabbos, right? You can't do Chafif on Shabbos. So you do a Chafif on Friday, and it works for the tefillah, you're going to do a Motzoi Shabbos. So therefore, it says Rav Huna, it works for Sunday to Monday night also. The same span of time, right? The same time lapse. So it works. Not only that, but Isha Chofefes Be'echer B'Shabbos Tovelas B'Revi'i B'Shabbos. We could even do the Chafifa on Sunday and go to the Mikvah on Revi'i, which is Tuesday night/Wednesday. Why? Shekein Isha Chofefes Be'er Shabbos Tovelas Motzei Yontif Shechal Yosachar Shabbos. We just had Pesach with the first days of Pesach, Shabbos and Sunday. So if she has to go to the mikveh Sunday night, she'll do the chafifa on Friday. I do the chafifa on Friday afternoon for tefillah. It's going to take place Sunday night. So therefore, works from Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday night also. It's again, same time difference. And not only that, right? But isha chofefes be'echad b'Shabbos, b'tevalos b'chamishim b'Shabbos. We can even do a tefillah on Sunday, I'm sorry, chafifa on Sunday, for a tefillah that's on chamishim b'Shabbos, which is again, Wednesday night slash Thursday, Wednesday night. Why? Shekein isha chofefes be'erev Shabbos, v'tevalos b'motzoi shnei yom tom shosh Hashanah. Okay, I have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Sunday and Monday, which does not happen according to our calendar. We never have Rosh Hashanah on Sunday Monday, but Mizvana kids will be here, I guess. Okay, you have, you have Shabbos Sunday Monday, Rosh, again, our Luach doesn't allow it. You have Shabbos Sunday Monday, Rosh Hashanah, so she's going to do Chafifa Friday for a tefillah. It's going to take us Monday night. It's the same thing. You have Sunday Chafifa for tefillah. It's going to take us Wednesday night. Same time difference. And to some raise a question, why did he pick Rosh Hashanah? Just pick the regular 2 day Yom Tov. We have now coming up Shavuos. Right, it's Sunday Monday Shavuos, right? Shavuos is Sunday Monday. Huh? Yes, the Mistama he had in mind for the people in Eretz Yisrael too, right? Eretz Yisrael also. But anyway, I mean, it's not a bomb guy. Rav Huna lived in Bava, but still, no. Whatever it is, the point is that's all okay. So therefore, that's the din of Rav Huna. That's one. Two comes along Rav Chista, and Rav Chista says, Rav Chista Amar, Kulo Amrina. It's true. Everything you said is true, but Shekain Lo Amrina. To extend it. The din that if you have a tefillah Motzei Shabbos, you can do the chafif on Friday. Or if you have a tefillah on Sunday night, you know, Yontif Shabbos Sunday, you can do it till Friday, good. Or 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yontif Sunday, Monday, you can do a tefillah of Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, and a tefillah be, this chafif, I mean, Erev Shabbos and tefillah be Monday night. That's all true. But to extend that to say, well, when it's not Yontif, all weekdays, you can do a Sunday for Monday night, or Sunday for Tuesday night, or Sunday for Wednesday night, that you can't. That's what you mean, Shekain Lorman. You can't extend it to the other cases. It's when it's Yontif and you run into a brick wall. There's no choice. You can't do the Chafif any other time. So then it's okay. Why? Because Hecha de Efsher, Hecha lo Efsher, lo Efsher. Because when it's Efsher to do the Chafifa later, then you should do it later. Those are exceptional circumstances. Those are exceptions to the rule. You can't now derive, even a Halacha L'maisa, you're right, it's the same time lapse, okay, the same time break, but still you can't learn from one another. There's no choice. What are you going to do? Okay, Hegel of Shalom Efshar.
Why can't you do
it? We'll come to that too. But apparently, he's supposed to do Chafif during the daytime. That's what it looks like, at least according to this Gemara here. Okay? But that's what Rav Chista said. Rav Chista said, the rest of the case, you're right. But, and it could mean he means we'd really better do it at night, but if you did it, it'd be good. But you can't extend, so it could be that too, we'll see. But you can't extend it now to say that it works other times, but it's time a weekday. Okay, that's opinion to Rav Chista. Rav Yemar Omar, third opinion, Rav Yemar Omar, Afilu Shekain Nami Amrinan. No, I agree with Rav Huna that we can, the Shekain, that's the you know, drawing equation, right? Shekain, similarly, right? Afilu Shekain Nami Amrinan, okay? Lebar, with the exception of Me'isha Chofefes Be'echar B'Shabbos V'Tovelas V'Chamishim V'Shabbos, okay? Except, he says, the case where Sunday to the fifth day, to Wednesday night. That far you can't go, says Rav Yemar. That's too far apart. Okay? What about Rosh Hashanah? If he accepts the equation, so you could have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yom Tov, like we have now with Shavuos, Monday, Sunday, Monday, right? He says, Dilamotzoi, Shnei Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Shalachar Shabbos, the lesser you can't do it, the Efshad, the Chofefes, Balayla, the Tavelas, Balayla. In that case, we'll say, just do the Chafif at night. Somehow Rav Yemar says, it's unclear why, but that's too long a break. So he accepts Rav Huna, but he modifies Rav Huna. You follow? And then, right? He modifies him. He says, it works, but not that far. There's a certain point beyond which it's too much of a break. And then Darsh Mareimar, Hilchas HaKrav Chista, I'm sorry, Darsh Mareimar, that Hilchas HaKrav Chista, the halacha is like Rav Chista, that we don't say the Shekain at all, we don't extend it, but Ukrimitaret Rav Yemar. As Rav Yemar said, we don't even extend it to Rosh Hashanah either. You follow? So let's summarize. You basically have four shitas, okay? You have Rav Huna, who says that even a 3 day break, as much as a 3 day break, is always mutter. It's mutter with 2 days Yontif, it's mutter all weekdays. Okay, then you have Rav Chista, who says as much as a 3-day break is allowed only when there's no other option. Rav Chista said they're all right, but chicane we don't say. So Rav Chista will allow up to a 3-day break if there's no other choice. No other choice. Then there's Rav Yemar, who says that 3 days is never allowed. Okay, 2 days is allowed, as much as 2 days, even if it's not, even if you have another option. A 3-day break is never allowed, okay, but less than that is allowed. And then there's Maremar, who says a 3-day break is not allowed, a 2-day break is allowed, but only if there's no other choice. You guys should say it again? Huh? There you go?
Yeah.
Okay, so those are the shittas of the Maremar and the Gemara. Okay, good. All right, so Rahuna says it's always allowed even up to a 3-day break. I'm going to go on ahead. Rahuna says it's always allowed even up to a 3-day break. Rav Chista said it's allowed, but only if there's no choice, even up to a 3-day break. And Rav Yemar says, what again? He says, no, 3-day break is never allowed, but a 2-day break is allowed, whether there are other options or not, if it's not Yantav. And Rav Yemar said a 3-day break is never allowed. A 2-day break is allowed, but only when it's Yantav. Okay, those are the sheets. Good. Yeah. Now the Gemara asks, Isha Mao Shetachov Bala, general question, which emerges in this, which you ask me, Yamani Ibailu. Isha Mao Shetachov Balaila Vititbal Balaila. Why can't you just do the Chafifa at night and go at night? Marzutra Oser Rav Chinna Mesura Shari. Machlokis. Amalei Rav Adal Rav Chinna Mesura Lav Hochi Abba Uvda Bidvisu. Right? That's a question. Can you do the Chafifa at night? Okay? So this is very, so the Gemara says, Marzutra says no. Rav Chinna Mesura says yes. Rav Ada said to Rav Chinna Mesura, isn't that the story with Dvisu the Abba Mari Reish Galusa the Ikut, right? The wife of Reish Galusa had we referred to this already, had some kind of achokas and she didn't want to go to mikvah. So Ozov Nachman Yitzchak Lefayuse. So Nachman Yitzchak came and calmed her down, but she was successful. But Amrlei, but my Yosya Hashta Tiski, I said Amacha, but I can't go now. I'll go the next day. But Yoda Makoma, I understood, meaning she hadn't done Chafifa. Okay? And he answered, so Omar, do the Chasartu, you're missing pot, Teshtaki, you have no stool to sit on, Avi Chasartu, meaning, she'll do it tonight, she'll do the Chafifa tonight. Right? Which is a kasha against Rochin Misori, I'm sorry, it's a kasha against Marzutra, said it's no good. Right, 1 second. He's saying, why not do it tonight? So it's a riot of Chinam Baruch. It's a riot to him. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so he said you could have done it tonight. Fine. All right, next. So now on Chesed Aleph here. Okay, Darash Rava. Isha Chofefes Barav Shabbos, the Tovelos Motsoi Shabbos. Omalev Papa, the Rabba, about Shalach Rabba Migur, say Isha Lo Sachar Shatu on Soy Shabbos. The Tamalat Mecha, Hechofems Beyom, Tavalat Belaila. Habeinan, here's the magic words, Techef, Lechafifa, Tvila. It's one of those Techefs. Remember, it has a bunch of what's called Techefas, Techef, Tila Brocha, you have a bunch of things that are Techefs. So one of the things is Techef, Lechafifa, Tvila. I like it, I don't have it. So Hadda Uke Rabba Amora, Alev Adar. Rabbi got an Amora to make an announcement, and he said the following, Dvorim Shamarti Lechnechem To, same deal, I made a mistake. Brum, You have all these different shitas. The Mar concludes, okay, and he said, what's the halacha? The Mar concludes, Isha chofefes biyom b'tomelas b'layla. A woman can do chafif biyom and go to the mikveh at night. Then it says, v'hilchasa isha lo tachof el b'layla. She should only do chafif at night. Or says the kasha hilchasa hilchasa. Well, which is it? He can do it or not. So goes the low kasha, hard the efsher, hard the low efsher. So let's see what that means. With me, everyone with you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have the Rashi's here. I mean, just to summarize, look at shekeni shechofef is right. That was Rav Huna's din. So done. Look at the end of Rashi. Done in efsher, misha e efsher. Rav Huna said once you're allowed to do it as far as 3 days apart because it's yantif in between. So it applies even weekdays too. That was the first sheet. That was Rav Huna. So done in efsher, misha e efsher. Right. And Rav Chista says shekein lo aminin hechad tilus b'leil yom chol shechol lachof by hayom asur lachof me'asmo. You can't do it early if you can do it that day. Okay, so ain't done an efshem ish efshem. Okay, Otzo yom chol, ef shalach hapayom. If you, it's Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yantav and Tevila, so you can't do the chafifa during the day. It's not, and that's the whole question why it's also on Shabbos. Let's say it's take out nuts, whatever this will be on Shabbos and Yantav. Okay? So you can't do it on Shabbos and Yantav, so then you have no choice but to do it at night. But you don't want to extend that to other cases when you can do it during the day. All right? And then Rav Yemar says, Yerkein Amrinan, okay, da filo tomo tziyom chol yachol of mezmo, but only if it's not that far apart. As well, levad mish choveres bech, choveres bech, choveres bech, choveres bech, choveres bech, choveres bech, the rochok kyo semidai. Right, that's what Rav Yemar said, because too far apart. Okay? And there's such a case, muto shetachu b'leil tzvilo tzvilo. And then, Rav Yemar said, hilchaz rechisto l'chumra, domer shekein lo amrinan. Right, we don't make the equation, okay, and we don't allow even 2 days, but when there's no choice, then we'll allow the 2 days, okay, but just not 3 days. All right? Now, what's the svara? Why shouldn't you be allowed to do the chafif at night? Right? Rashi, look at the important Rashi at the end of 41. Ma'u shatachov belayah, that was the boiler. What's wrong? Why shouldn't you do the chafif at night? Okay? Or can you do chafif at night? Belayel tfilosa, mi'armin mitoshim, mi'maheres letfilosa. We're afraid she won't be careful. She's waiting in the mikveh, and the line, and so she won't do it carefully because she's running to the mikveh. If you do it during the day, she can't go to the mikveh anyways. So she'll do a better job. When she's already in the mikveh, she's all psyched up to go to the mikveh, she won't do a proper job. That's the concern. Yeah? That's the possibility. All right? Then it says the story of Iko, she could talk to, she had a focus with her husband, and therefore the other rabbi convinced her to go. But she couldn't go then because she had that chafifa. So tiskev aysel amachar, let me go tomorrow. Dailach and etbol amachar. And the other of Nachmai called shelo chafofa. So he said, no, you can't do chafifa now. Okay. Yeah. All right, we're going to do the rest of the Rashis. Now, except the last two. This is very important. So the Gemara had conflicting hilchasot. Last two and 42 are very important because this is machal because we've shown him, which we'll deal with now. Okay, and also try and move to conclude. So, what do the Gemara say? Gemara had stira. One is hilchasa, she should do chafifa the day, and one hilchasa was she should do chafifa only at night. The Gemara answered had the efsher, had the lo efsher. What does that mean? So Rashi says had the efsher. Last two Rashi in 42. This is on Samech Chesam Aleph. Had the efsher, lochav bayom. When you can, like it's a weekday, right? When you can do it during the day, you do it during the day. And it's actually the preference is to do it during the day for the reason we mentioned before, so to do a better job. So had the efshar, then the halach is like the first hilchusah. Chofev is beyond, but tovel is belayla, right? However, had the lo efshar, but when it's not efshar, okay? Meaning says Rashi, kagon motzoy yontif or motzoy Shabbos, same thing. So efshar means you do it during the day. But when it's efshar, do it during the day. When it's efshar, because it's Shabbos Yontif or whatever, it's Motzai Shabbos Yontif, so then, lo tochav el belayah. They have no choice but to do it at night. That's how Rashi learns. Yeah? The Shiltas, the Rachai, go on, Chorobel Rishonim. I printed a little bit of the Shiltas here. In Machashach, Parshach, and the Shiltas, Tzadikbob. We've seen parts of the Shiltas during the course of the year. Okay? He writes, with Tzricha lemisuk reisha, samuch letvilosa. Okay, the definition of misuk reisha, we call chafifa, brushing the hair, and scrubbing, and so on. It's samuch letvilosa. Okay? The Shalom Kram, you can say, Isha lo soch vel becham be'erv Shabbos, v'tid mo'otzoi Shabbos. Okay? You can't do it. He takes that Gemara literally. You need somuch l'chafifa tvila. Okay? The only thing is, all right, is the reverse case. He says, the e yisram el tvila b'shimshi d'shabta, Friday night. Okay? Then lo efshel amisuk, mishum da'ase l'asuri sari, can't brush and comb, can pull out hairs. Then chof v'melme v'tavla b'layla. He had a different read on Efshar, Hadal Efshar, not like Rashi. What did Rashi say? Efshar means if you can do it during the day, that's the preference. And Lo Efshar means because it's Motzoi Shabbos, Motzoi Yom Tov, if you couldn't do it during the day, do it at night. The Shilta says the exact opposite. Shilta says you need Samach Chafifa Tvila, so it's better to do Chafifa night as a general rule. So Efshar means when it can be done at night. Regular, random Sunday night, random Tuesday night. We're done at night, you do the Chafifa night. But if it can't be done at night, the Hainu with Shabbos, it's Friday night, okay? So then you do it during the day. So Efshar means, Mamash opposite, Efshar means Chafifa Belayla. And Ef says, if you can't do Chafifa Belayla, you do it during the day. You hit a machokas. Right? And that's how Tosus quotes, the long Tosus, three Tosus really, on that whole page, Samach Chesam and Aleph. Okay, and then we'll try and we'll go quickly. Okay, if you have a few extra minutes. So Tosfos says, 44, right? Samach Hasanah. Kach Om Shere B'Yochran Ishol Sober Shabbos Tivon So Shabbos etc. Right? How can you do? You need Chafifa Samach Tvila. Okay, what does it mean? So you bekoshi tirul al harchi chafivoso kol kav el mishum dicho fefes bilel tfilo so emor lo chayfel shapir mitok shum humo lo beisa maheres the tfilo right? She's mixed up, she's overwhelmed or, you know, wanting to do the tfilo, she won't do a proper chafifa. Upirish Rashi, says Tosas, Pirish Rashi, had the ef shalach biyom, kyon mechol chofes biyom, v'tavadat b'layla. Had the lo ef shalach biyom, kagon, shir tilos motzoi Shabbos, mitchob erev Shabbos, tachik yos midat tfilos, chofes b'layla tfilos, motzoi Shabbos. Okay, you have no choice, do it. He said, Rashi does not say, okay, he's saying if it's motzoi Shabbos, then do it on Friday. Then, you know, that early we don't do. According to Rashi, we don't do it that early. Okay, kagon, shir tilos motzoi Shabbos, mitchob erev Shabbos, tachik yos midat, right? I asked Tosa Kasha, 1 second, but in Tomar, didn't we paskin above? You know what comes out according to Rashi? According to Rashi, what comes out is there's no option to do it on Friday for Saturday night. That's the case in which Rashi says what? Do it Saturday night, if that's in Low Epsher. So ask Tosa, in Tomar, 1 second, is that against the conclusion of the previous Gemara? In Tomar, but didn't we say before, in Tomah, had the paskin leel hilchos akor chista ukenzavi mitkavitaret of Yemar, okay, lokoi the hocha daminan deina chofeves erev Shabbos tovelos motzoi Shabbos. How could it be? He says, Yeshomer the ikal lekumer psak leel shaleel tovelos motzoi Shabbos vehu yontef. Someone motzoi Shabbos is yontef. Why can't have now shavuos? Then oz vaday tachom erev Shabbos ol tafsid onosa. Then she can't do it. If Tvila is this year's Shavuos, her Tvila is the first night of Shavuos, then what? She can't do it during the day. So Rashi said, oh, you can't do it during the night. Yeah, but you can't do it at night either. So in that case, you do it when? Friday afternoon. You follow? That's the case. That's when Paskin. Right? In other words, in a normal Motzei Shabbos, Rashi would say, no, so that's the low Efsha. Do Chafifa at night, right before Tefillah. But when you can't do it, because Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, okay, Saturday night is Yontif, so now you're stuck. But what do you do? It's neither Efsha, if it's neither definition of Rashi, it's not Efsha during the day. So Rashi, oh, it's low Efsha. Okay, low Efsha, you do it at night. Yeah, but it's not Efsha at night either. Right, so that's the case, he says, is the Gemara over there. Okay, fine. And then he says, Uvashilt or Vashelos to Rabachai, Parshas Achrimos, Parshas the other way. Okay? That you're not allowed to be Machrik the Chafim the Tefillah at all. Okay? Afilim Hayom, Kamo Kain Chol, or Tachom Alabalaila. Even if there's a weekday, the Chafim should be at night. And what does Lo Efshamim? Kagon, Shalel, Tefillah, Yantav, Shabbos, then Oztachom Yom Shalifna Tefillah. And with him, there's no problem with that. It works out perfectly. Okay? Because he says it's preferable to do the Chafifa at, it's preferable to do the Chafifa. At night, according to the Shultas, right? And any day you do the Chafif at night, when it's not possible, because the night is Yontif, okay, because the night is Shabbos. That's the case of that Gemara, right? Then you'll do the Chafif the day before, okay? Kipsak Shalamala, Darsh Marema, Dichos of Kavchis, Kurat to Yemer. Uludivra Shultas, Kos Mancha Tuchal, Ain Lachavel of Lel Tvila. However, he writes, Mio. He refers to a minig that they start the chafifa during the day but hang around till the night and they do what's called a chafifa arichta. Okay, then it's kind of a yotze the whole day. So Tosus is yotze the opinion of Rashi and that is the minig, by the way. Okay, that women do the chafifa late in the day. It kind of starts and then it continues, so to speak, into the night. Okay. Because then she's still getting herself ready. Mikveh prep. Now, that mikveh prep starts late in the day. It's already kind of like both Rashi and the Shultas. So it's about a regular weekday. Okay. Next, the Tosas. So. Actually, what emerges from here, well, we'll see, because the quotes have been a tam, and we'll see about the next Tosas. Tosas, Hilchos, the Isha Chafuf, Chafuz, Beyond Tosvala, Pirish, Be'erev Shabbos, the Tovelos, Motzoi Shabbos, the Hilchos, the Isha, Lotochov, Ela Belaila, Pirish, Motzoi Shabbos, Ela Tamar, Ela Chof, Shabbos. The answer is, Hod the Efshah, Lachov, Motzoi Shabbos, Uchol, Tochov, Ela Tamar, Lachov, Me'erev Shabbos. Don't do it on Erev Shabbos. Then chofev is erev Shabbos. Afal pisha tefilah selamotzoi Shabbos or lel sheni and so on. So here efshar means it's possible to do it at night. Then do it at night. If it's efshar because it's yontev, then tachof b'yom. But it looks like he's holding it's better not to. It's kind of an in between position. That's what Rabbeinu Tam seems to say. It's kind of in between position. And generally speaking, you shouldn't do it belayla. You should do it during the day. Okay? The efshar and low efshar is only going, that's how the Rishon learned it. The efshar and low efshar is not going on a regular day and night. It's going, you know, when there's a problem. Okay? The efshar and low efshar is if it's, I'm going on Motzei Shabbos. Okay? It's going on Motzei Shabbos case. If it's efshar to do it on Motzei Shabbos, because it's a regular Motzei Shabbos, then tachof the Laila. If it's not Efshar, because Yontev, then tachof the previous day. But on a regular day, he's like Rashi. It should be Chafifa during the day for the night before. Okay, that's how the Rush learns it up. Okay? We'll finish with this for today. I'll finish the Markos tomorrow. Okay, but we'll have a little longer shiur tomorrow. But the Rush in Ilchus Mikvos and Siman Lamed Zayin basically is with Rashi. Okay, Efshar meaning during the day, and the efshar means when it can't be done during the day, right? So v'hilchus isha chofef b'yom b'tachos b'layla v'chzalot, etc. Appears Rashi ha de'efshar l'chom b'yom kom b'chol chofefes he'lefshar chala b'layla kom she'chal t'ilos b'motzoi Shabbos, etc. So then you do it on Motzoi Shabbos, then b'layla ulofi perusho v'chal yoto motzoi Shabbos nir shalo etir l'chom b'er Shabbos v'chom motzoi Shabbos she'appears right b'koshi tiru l'chom b'yom l'it b'layla and this is even worse and so on so v'lahachi kula ha'im erev Shabbos on Shabbos osur. To wait that long from a regular Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos is not allowed, according to Rashi. Then he quotes the Shiltas, who says Farkert. Efshar means like on a weekday, so then you do it at night. Hechalo Efshar, because it's Yontif that night, or Shabbos that night, then you can't. Okay, and he says, V'sugas Gemara lo mashu kipurusho. He doesn't think the Sugas is like the Shiltas. Okay, which sounds like it's better to do it during the day, and fine. Now, Umiu Gamal Persha Shiltas, he also mentioned this in between physics. Nagu minig yofed noshim shalonu shemaschilas lachov modyom vosekis bechafifa adje techa veoz tovlovs. And veod machmen asman shafi shachofu nozos asman masrek visarkovs veis atvilo. Our women will do it during the day, but then they'll continue it. They'll bring a brush or whatever with them to the mikveh, to the veis atvilo, and will continue at night as well. And then finally, the third sheet of the Tam Pirish, the Piska, the Efshar, the Efshar, Lo Bolahoros, Klal al Din Chafifa, Im Hu Bayom of Alayla. The question of Efshar and Lo Efshar is not the way Rashi and Shultas learn. One is told by when it's possible during the day, or well, whichever way, right? Both Rashi and the Shultas learn that Efshar and Lo Efshar is a function of what's preferable. Right, Rashi is preferable during the day, so Efshar during the day, not Efshar during the night. And he holds preferable is night, and therefore Efshar is when you do a night, low Efshar, you can't do it at night. That's the Machlokes Rashi and Shultas. When the Tam has another position, he says that the Efshar law is not going out at all. Okay, it's going on the Elakoya Hadar Kamar Isha Lo Tachov Erev Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos case. Okay, and then he says, that's how he learns it. That Efshar means, if it's possible to do it Motzai Shabbos, then you do it at night. If it's not possible Motzai Shabbos because it's Yontif, then you do it the day before. But but preferably you shouldn't do it at night. That's the Benetam position. Anyway, he quotes the Hilchason and the lack of Asteris, and he seems to come out the way Rashi says it. Whereas the Rashba, the Rashbo and the Taurus Abai, the Abai Sakotzer, by Zion Shar Zion, comes out like the Shiltas. Chafifa Tzviach Lios Lechatchila Samoch Tvilasa Ulaficha Lo Tachov Isha Bayom. Generally speaking, don't do it during the day. Tipo b'layla, alachofes b'layla, tovelas. Okay? But if you can't, do it at night, then you wouldn't push off the tvila. And again, he sides with the shiltas, as does the Rambam. We'll finish with this, 47. The Rambam says, Perek Beis, alachot tezayin. Takonas ezrehi, shetia isha chofefes esar v'chakach tipo, v'im efshar l'alachof b'layla v'litpo miyad, Teichat v'chafif areizem mishubach, v'shasad chak, v'acholi chofefes afil b'arav Shabbos, tovel as motzoi Shabbos. Okay, that's how the Rambam comes out. So we'll finish up, Hashem, If you don't mind, it'll take us a few minutes. We'll finish up the sheet. I don't want to hold anybody else tonight. I also have to go. But we'll finish up this tomorrow. We'll have put out the next one when it comes. Okay? So we'll just finish up. We'll pull this part.